1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Hendry Show.
We have another threatened lawsuit against the Catholic Church, and this one involving the Spider-Man movie. Good evening, everyone. I'm Phil Hendry. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. Mr. Stephen Bozell of Corona, California, joins us to talk with us about what he's been talking with his attorney about. This one, sadly, again, affecting his family and his son. And Mr. Bozell, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
And I know that your family's going through a lot right now. What is going on with this in terms of what happened to your son? What happened to you? And how does this involve the Spider-Man movie, which, of course, is a film that's made a lot of money?
That is correct. There was a father-son outing. We had my son plays Little League out here at Corona International, and we were all the fathers were going to take the boys to a movie and then out for pizza afterwards as a way of celebrating the game that we had won on Saturday morning. And then I found out that the movie they wanted to see was a Spider-Man movie.
And that was a problem for you?
Yes, sir, it is. I'm a Christian. And I don't want you to think that we're Bible thumpers or anything. We are Christians. We believe Jesus Christ is the only Son of God, certainly the only one that can work miracles, such as bringing Lazarus back from the dead and these kinds of things. We accept only Jesus as doing miracles.
All right.
Now, the Spider-Man movie, my understanding is, he's crawling up the sides of buildings and shooting webs out of his hands and all this. He's also flies, and he's a guy that turned into a spider, which is also wood. Technically come under the heading of miracle. I'm sure you'd agree with me, and I don't mean to...
I guess, yeah, but it's just a movie.
Well, that is true, but it also usurps Jesus' role. And so, therefore...
That a man turning into a spider...
does usurp the role of Jesus, because Jesus is the only one who could perform it. Jesus would be the only one that could technically perform the miracle of getting to become a spider. Not that Jesus would want to do that.
No, I understand.
But... if Jesus said, "Now I want to be Spider-Man," he would be.
Okay, I understand.
In order for us to go to the Spider-Man movie and not have my son miss out on the movie at the same time and doubt his faith, I did not want my son to miss the movie.
All right.
Because this was part of something he was going to do with his friends.
I understand.
But I also didn't want him to doubt his faith, so we wanted to make sure everyone knew that only Jesus could perform miracles. Because I don't want my son in Sunday school asking why didn't Jesus shoot webs out of his hand or this kind of thing.
I understand that.
So before the movie started, I got up in front of everybody, and this was in the theater.
So were all the fathers and their sons were there?
We were in the movie theater, and there were about, I'd say probably about 15 boys with their fathers.
So about 30 people.
Right. Well, there were other people in the theater.
All right.
And I got up and I said, "Excuse me, everyone. My name is Stephen Bozell. And I want you to know that Jesus is the only begotten Son of God and the only one that could do all the stuff that we're about to see on the screen, even turn into a spider. Only Jesus can do that." And that's when the problem started.
All right, now you say somebody shouted something.
I wrote it down. Somebody from the back said, who I later found out was Mr. Dean Carmel, who is one of the fathers.
Okay.
He said, "Why don't you sit down and shut the F up?" He used the F word.
I understand, sir.
My son was there.
Okay. But what did you do next?
Well, here I am trying to tell him that only Jesus could do what Spider-Man's about to do, and I want everybody to know that. So this guy tells me to shut the F up. I was shocked. I basically pushed my hand right my face into my hands, and I ran from the theater.
All right, you ran out of the theater, and then what?
I probably spent the next hour just sobbing in the back of my car. My son didn't even follow after to see if I was okay.
All right, so you are contemplating a lawsuit against the Catholic Church. Why is that?
Because I believe that God is so angry at the Catholics about them groping kids that he would not allow me to show my son the power of Jesus, that only Jesus could do miracles.
Well, how were you attempting to show your son that only Jesus could do miracles?
I told him the story of multiplying the loaves and fishes. And I said, if I pray hard enough and I pray hard enough and I pray hard enough, I can make that happen.
Okay.
And I went home, and we had some fish sticks and a loaf of bread in the icebox, and that's when I, and maybe I should not have, and I don't know, but I tried to...
You tried to perform a miracle by multiplying the fish sticks?
We had, they were Vandekamp halibut sticks, and we had a loaf of bread, yes, sir.
All right, and you were not successful.
No, I was not, but I think that the reason for that is that God's angry at the Catholics for groping kids, so he would let me multiply them fish sticks.
All right, well, what I'm seeing here is a lawsuit against Spider-Man, Stan Lee, the Corona Academy Theater.
That is correct. Rick Newman actually was the Little League father who told me to shut the F up. My son abandoned me. I was considering...
suing your own son.
That's the tragedy of this, yes, sir.
And you also want to sue the Catholic Church because you weren't able to multiply fish sticks.
Well, I know that... Okay,
I mean, that you got to admit, that sounds a little ridiculous.
No, I know that that does, but what I'm trying to say to you is I believe that Jesus is the only one that can make miracles up. And the only way that anybody else could make up a miracle is if they believe in him, and so that's why I prayed to him. And you could make up a miracle if you prayed good enough and good enough, but I...
Well, as you put it, maybe you didn't pray good enough.
No, I believe that I did, and I think the reason why they wouldn't let me multiply the Vandekamps is because that God's mad at Christians on account of what the Catholics groping on the kids.
So that brings us to the lawsuit that you're filing against Pope John Paul.
That is correct, because I think everybody suing the Archdiocese, that's nuts. I think that's ridiculous, and I think that's counterproductive. What we have done is we will file a lawsuit against the Pope himself, because the Catholics were playing with little kids, and then I wasn't able to multiply or do a miracle, which I know you probably think is ridiculous.
Well, I don't think, because Jesus multiplied the loaves and fishes, you pulling fish sticks out of your freezer. You see what I'm saying?
No, but in other words, what I was just trying to do is I was trying to...
You were trying to provide an example for your son.
That is correct, yes, sir.
Did you really think you were going to multiply the fish sticks?
I knew the chances were no that I wouldn't. I knew the chances were no that I wouldn't, but I wanted fish and I wanted bread because that's what Jesus done. So I had, I think I had the Vandekamp halibut, there were Vandekamp halibut fillets is what there was. There wasn't really fish sticks, and I had Roman meal bread, which I'm sure that's not what Jesus had, but...
No, I'm sure he didn't, but you're not suing Vandekamps, are you?
Well, sir, if you want to make a joke out of it, my son has had his religious upbringing...
I'm not trying to make a joke, sir. I just think that you... Let me give our phone number out, 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686.
See, it's the Catholics that started all of this.
Are you Catholic?
No, sir, I'm not. I wouldn't be Catholic. No, sir.
You're not Catholic?
Not a chance. No way. Not them playing with kids and everything?
Well, not all Catholics are doing that.
Well, I understand that, but I would not want...
All right, our number is 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. Mr. Stephen Bozell took his son to see Spider-Man, but you wanted everybody to know that Spider-Man can't really do the things that he's doing.
In the movie, that's right.
So you made a comment to everybody in the theater, you know that only Jesus Christ can perform these things, these miracles, and you were told to sit down and shut the F up.
That is correct.
And you were humiliated by that. And then did you come home with your son?
Then I come home with my son, Chad, and I said, look, only Jesus can perform miracles, not no Spider-Man. I said, or if you believe in Jesus, you can, maybe. That's what I... brought out the Vandekamp.
I know, they were Vandekamp halibut
fillets.
They're breaded.
I believe they are. I believe they're the breaded ones. They also have the Cajun style.
It doesn't matter what they were. So you took out the halibut sticks and you tried to multiply them.
I knew that I wasn't going to, okay? But I wanted my son to see my faith in Jesus, that maybe if anybody could make me multiply the fish sticks, that Jesus could.
And if you were somehow successful at multiplying the fish sticks and the loaf of bread...
That would be a miracle.
Now, Mr. Bozell, you said to me that you knew that you couldn't do this.
I said the chances were.
So why would you blame the Catholic Church that you can't do it?
Because I think, honestly, that my prayer would have been heard had it not been that God is upset with Christians because Catholics has been groping kids. Now, I'm not no Catholic. I was raised Baptist, and for most of my life I have been Baptist. How come I don't get to do a miracle because the Catholics was playing with kids?
Well, I don't think that you can necessarily put it on the Catholics, can you?
I don't know. I don't know.
I mean, you can't say...
I think God is done with all of us because of the Catholics. I think he's done with all of us. I think we're coming into a period now of darkness because Spider-Man is all over the place. Nobody says Jesus can do that stuff. They say, look at Spider-Man do it. But they don't say Jesus could be a spider or anything like that. The children are being turned away and turned away quickly.
All right, Mr. Bozell, our number, 1-8, hold on for a minute, okay?
Yes, sir.
1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. I asked the guy, are you Catholic? He said, not a chance. And he thinks it's because Catholics have been molesting kids that he wasn't able to show his son that Jesus can help you perform miracles by multiplying fishes and loaves. He was using some fish out of his freezer and bread from the icebox, and he wasn't able to do it, and he says it's because the Catholics have turned Jesus away from everyone. The other thing, problem, if you're following this, is he got into a problem in the movie theater that he said, I want you all to know that only Jesus can do what Spider-Man's doing. And that's when he was told to shut the F up, and that's he put that down in his lawsuit, and to sit down. He ran from the theater humiliated. Okay, it's a big, wide world full of all kinds of opinions, folks. 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686, The Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show is back.
I'm very, very worried about it.
Well, I know you are. We're with Mr. Stephen Bozell, who is contemplating lawsuits against the filmmakers, the makers of Spider-Man, the Catholic Church, et al. He feels that the Spider-Man movie is driving your son away from Jesus?
Well, Mr. Hendry, it's a problem I think most parents are having right now. That Spider-Man appears to be more powerful than Jesus, but Spider-Man looks like he can do more things than Jesus. And if you look at it and you think about it, he does do more stuff than Jesus done. And my son will say to me, well, how come, like, if Spider-Man had been on the cross, he could have got himself off the cross. And I got no way to answer that.
Is your son asking you these questions?
Yes, he is.
How old is your son?
He's 6. And he's just now getting into his Bible, and I got no way to answer that. And that's why I say that if the Catholics hadn't molested children, I'd be able to say to my son, well, look, you know, Jesus can do even more stuff than Spider-Man and even more stuff than that. But now my son will just say, yeah, maybe he'll grab my rear end or something. I don't know.
So you're saying your son trusts Spider-Man more than Jesus?
That's it, yeah. He'd say to me, Spider-Man uses web to get off the cross. Spider-Man could have used his jumped from all over the place when he was throwing them out of the temple, but Jesus never done nothing like that at all. And I have no way to answer him.
Well, I can tell you, all right, 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686, a father who is having problems talking with his son about whether Jesus is better than Spider-Man. And let me go to a phone call here, 1-800-449-8686. Rich, go ahead.
Yeah, this man needs to not worry about Spider-Man. It's just a movie.
The Lord isn't in
the business of worrying about these people that make movies. He needs more faith.
What about the little kids? See, they look at Spider-Man and they say, see, now Jesus can't do none of that.
Well, what the Catholic Church is doing with these little kids has nothing to do with Spider-Man.
I'm afraid that it does, because I think what's going on is that the Catholics is molesting these kids, and that now Jesus won't help me out.
In between you and Jesus has nothing to do with Spider-Man. You just need to build more faith. You ain't got enough faith to move a mountain. If you had enough faith to move a mountain,
I could have multiplied them fish sticks.
You ain't going to get fish sticks praying. That's ridiculous.
No, sir. But you say that the Bible says you can move a mountain. I was trying to prove that to my son by multiplying the fish sticks, just like Jesus do on the Sermon on the Mount.
Well, what does you multiplying the fish sticks have to do with the movie? Just because you're mad at the Catholics, you're so far off base, it's unbelievable.
My son says to me that Jesus doesn't look as cool as Spider-Man, who wears a cool red and white leotard, and Jesus was just in a sheet.
All of that movie is just make-believe,
right.
And it has nothing to do with God or anything else. You need to get a real life is what you need to do.
What are you talking about? I take my son out to see the Spider-Man movie. I went up in front of everybody and I said, I want you all to know that the only person that can really do the stuff that Spider-Man's about to do is the Lord Jesus.
Well, that's true,
and they told me to stuff it.
he's not worrying about these movies. He's worried about more about having peace and people getting along with everybody and his soon coming back.
Right.
And
but
people
my son
need to quit worrying
it.
About the Spider-Man and start serving the Lord.
But my son don't believe it because he thinks Spider-Man could beat the hell out of Jesus.
Well, he's wrong. All he needs to do is let him know that this is just a movie and it is fiction and it is not real. It's just something that is made up in somebody's mind, and the Lord ain't got time to mess around with these little dinky movies.
But what do I say to my son when my son looks at Spider-Man and he goes, look at that, Spider-Man could whoop on Jesus and kick his butt six ways to sunset?
Well, that is absolutely absurd. Because there is nobody that can kick his butt.
Oh, yeah?
So nobody can kick the butt of Jesus Christ. He's the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, and what you need to do is serve the Lord and quit worrying about these movies. Matter of fact, you shouldn't even be going to that movie if it's going to cause that much problem.
That's a really good point, Steve. Serve the Lord instead of dabbling with these points.
My son wanted to go because his little league team was going. And then my son says to me, Jesus was a carpenter, but Spider-Man was a writer for a newspaper. Now, what am I supposed to do?
You ain't supposed to do nothing. You're just supposed to tell him, hey, that's just a fiction movie. And that has nothing to do with Jesus Christ at all.
Oh, really?
That's right.
Well, then answer me this. Spider-Man could have got off the cross.
Spider-Man wasn't on the cross. Jesus Christ could have gotten off the cross. He could have called down 10,000 angels. He could have spoke the word. He could have done whatever he wanted to do. But it was his plan to die on the cross for you and I that we may have life eternal.
Look, that's all in the Bible, okay?
But my son thinks that's baloney.
Well, so is Spider-Man.
But he's watching on TV.
Well, then you ought to start monitoring your kid, not let him see these movies, see if he's got a mind that can't comprehend that this is just a little
fiction story. I want to know one thing. You sound like a man who is a man of the Lord. Do you think if I prayed long enough and hard enough over them halibuts, that halibut fillets that I brought out of the freezer, could I have made more of them?
Absolutely not.
Okay, well, then you don't believe in the Bible.
I believe in the Bible, but he's not going to grant you a foolish thing such as trying to multiply the fish to show your son that he is better than Spider-Man. It's ridiculous.
My son asked, how come Spider-Man didn't save Jesus off the cross? And I said,
because Spider-Man doesn't have any power. That's why.
You don't think he could take Jesus down off the cross?
Absolutely not.
Well, then he couldn't have whipped out a web and gone...
Come on!
I think you're both nuts.
No, you're the guy trying to multiply halibut steaks. Thank you, sir. 1-800-449-8686, the number on the Phil Hendry Show here. Are you suing the Catholic Church because they molested kids, which made God angry, and now he won't back you up when you try to multiply halibut steaks?
That's basically it, yeah. But they weren't halibut steaks.
All right, they were frozen...
They were Van de Kamp frozen halibut breaded fillets.
Oh, well, I'm so sorry that I got that wrong.
You know, you can make fun of a man trying to help his son understand the power of Jesus all you want, Mr. Hendry. But I think it's damn sad that all I did was stand up in a movie theater in Corona, California, and say, I hope you all realize that what we're about to see is junk only Jesus can do.
Including jumping from building to building.
Right.
Which is what only Jesus would do that.
That is correct.
And you were told to shut up and sit the F down.
That is correct. Son of a bitch.
All right, sir. Our number, 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Mr. Stephen Bozell, who is contemplating a lawsuit against the Catholics because of their molesting kids. God is so angry at Christians that he's not helping Mr. Bozell explain to his son the difference between Spider-Man and Jesus. Spider-Man never would have hung from a cross. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show. We'll be right back.
Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
Mr. Stephen Bozell is a father. He lives in Corona, California. He's contemplating lawsuits against the makers of Spider-Man, the Catholic Church, the Corona Academy Theater, a Little League coach that works with his son, because all of them essentially have mocked him, in his opinion, in trying to explain to his son that Spider-Man's not as good as Jesus.
And my son thinks Spider-Man...
I know, hold on. And your Spider-Man, your son thinks Spider-Man is cooler than Jesus.
Yes, sir. And when you see your son in his bedroom, replaces Jesus on a cross with a Spider-Man action figure, and he's got all prayers about the great webbed one and everything, to me, that's gone over the line.
Yeah, but see, you're the guy that's trying to show your son the power of Jesus by multiplying Vandy Camp halibut fillets, just the way Jesus did the fishes, right?
All I'm saying is that if you believe and believe, I'm trying to do it. Come on in here, Chad. I'm on the radio right now talking.
Is your son there?
Yes, he is. Come on in, son. Sit down. Right here. Okay, hold on. I have the fish right here in front of you, Mr. Henry.
All right, hold on. I can't hear you.
I've got the fish fillets right here.
What are you doing?
Hold on.
All right, let me take a phone call.
Yes, sir.
And talk to Tim. Go ahead, Tim.
Maybe I should...
I got a question, sir. Why are you comparing...
Turn tartar sauce into water or something.
Why are you comparing Jesus to Spider-Man?
Because my son does.
Why is he?
Okay, Tim, you got any comment?
Well, all right. As far as the Spider-Man and Jesus still goes, you need to explain to him that it is fictional, not fact.
Well, he don't know that Jesus exists either, do he? Because all he got there is a book. Spider-Man's got his whole movie.
This is a modern age. Not all movies are
What are
fact.
You doing?
I'm trying to change the fish into more than one.
Sir, okay.
You're
one
trying
thing?
To change the fish into more than...
I'm trying to multiply them.
Why are you trying to do that?
What are you doing?
I'm trying real hard.
Well, that's not going to do it. I'm trying to change the fish into more than one.
And it didn't do it.
No, it didn't, did it? Why didn't you say a prayer or something?
Oh, that's right. Dear God, change these fish.
Oh, get out of here, will you? And your son thinks that Spider-Man's better than Jesus. No wonder with a nutcase like you for a father.
Why don't you try praying to Spider-Man?
Dear Spider-Man.
Okay, 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
This is the Phil Hendry Show.
Well, the two guys you want to be today are either Ozzy Osbourne or Spider-Man. I mean, they're both like they're on top of the... Spider-Man's just doing so good, it's not even to be believed. Although, it's beginning to be a regular occurrence for a lot of these movies. This is a $200 million movie now in 9 days. There was a time when none of us knew how much movies made. Now we do. And now we sit around and say, yeah, $200 million, it's pretty good. It's not that good. I mean, I don't know. Is it a good movie? How much money? Did it make any money? Why don't we read Entertainment Weekly and find out whether it made any money? I made $200 million in 9 days. I guess it's a good movie. But this flick is, like, everywhere, man. And I was talking to Janice before the show. It doesn't surprise me because, like, 25 years ago, if you had a nephew, they were all talking about Spider-Man. And there was a comic book, and there was a TV show. There was a Spider-Man TV show in the late 70s. I think there was a Spider-Man cartoon. And the kids at that time, the 7-, 8-, 9-year-olds and 10-year-olds, were watching it and digging it. And there was some serious Spider-Man merchandise going on. And it was just, you know, it was everywhere. Now, those guys are all in their 30s. They're in their early 30s, and they're fueling this thing more than anybody else. The kids dig it, no doubt. It's just like Star Wars. The reason why that thing came back, that was, as you know, the Beatles of its generation. I mean, any kid that saw Star Wars when he was like 9, 10 years old went back and saw it when it came back. So that's what Spider-Man is all about, if you just wanted to know. And plus, it's a really good flick. Very good movie. Very well made, brilliantly acted, subtle yet flavorful, marvelous, various different levels of characterization and dramatic intent. Just a dynamite flick. Spider-Man kicks the crap out of Ben-Hur, just beats the crap out of it. You name any movie that you've ever seen. Go ahead, tell me the greatest. Citizen Kane? This thing makes Citizen Kane look like your daddy's home millimeter, 8mm crap can home movies. That's how good Spider-Man is. Better than Titanic. Way better than Titanic. Way better than Citizen Kane. Way better than the Ten Commandments. Way better than One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. Way better than Raiders of the Lost Ark. Oh, it's way better than that. Better than Easy Rider. This movie has it all. It's got rebellion, drug use, it's pornographic. In fact, some people have said that it gives them the same kick, sexual kick they got out of the first time they saw Deep Throat. They just love this Spider-Man thing. It is a filthy, pornographic, exciting, titillating film. Everything. It's got it all. And you can take your kid in to see it. So what more would you... You can go in, get sexually turned on, your kids won't know why or care, and they'll think it's a great... It's got everything. It's like doing coke for the first time. You know, you remember, all of you know what doing coke is like, right? You do? I don't. Ah, you fiends. Just remember that first blast on cocaine, seeing the Spider-Man movie is the same thing. Like that first little blast on that spleef. First time you took X, it's all there and more in the Spider-Man movie. That's how fantastic it is. It's just great. We are now entering a phase as movie viewers where the film itself is so far better than the real life experience of all of us. I would rather be in a movie house 24 hours a day, just Spider-Man, 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 over and over and over again. It's like losing your virginity. It was like the very first time. It's better than that. I went and saw Spider-Man, and I said, that's it. That's it. I finally did it. The first time I had sex has been topped. I went and saw Spider-Man. God, is it good. God! Remember the first time you saw your cousin naked? You do? I don't. It's like that. Man! Right now, there's a guy over at Sony, and he's counting the receipts on the Spider-Man movie, and it sounds something like this. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Right. Uh-huh. Except it's a calculator instead of the fist on the... Instead of the head against the headboard, it's cling, 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 cling. It's like this. There's a cat over at Sony. Just, oh, yeah. Uh-huh. Disgusting. And Star Wars Attack of the Clones, that's going to be like, I mean, it'll be orgasm times 800. That's just how marvelous it's all becoming. The movie business. Okay, 1-800-449-8686. And not only that, I just want to let you guys know, I've insisted that my kids go see it. And they're like, well, we don't want to go. I said to go. Now get out there and see that movie. I dropped them off. I stuck them in line. I stood them there. And I said, you will go in and you will see the Spider-Man movie. And then tomorrow you're going to bug me to see it again. Do you understand me? Well, we don't want to know. I said, do you understand me? Oh, yeah. They're getting it, man. You know what's cool? Seriously. Actually, just as an aside, I told my kids, you don't know, you're too young to know what sex and cocaine is like, but go see the Spider-Man movie and you will. Actually, when the kids were smaller, Spider-Man's been a big part of their life. I don't know when, because it was the cartoon still on, I guess. I don't know. I would sing the song to purposefully piss them off. I would sing it like this. Spider-Man, Spider-Man, does whatever a spider wishes he wants to. And the kids would go, no! That's not it! Sure it is. Sure, no, it's not! It's Spider-Man. No, it is Spider-Man. No, it's Spider-Man. No, it's Spider-Man. And I'd start, you know, interfering with them, trying to correct me. Spider-Man does whatever a spider wants to do. No, Mommy! It's Spider-Man. Spider-Man does whatever a spider wishes to. No, can! No, wishes to. Drives kids nuts if you get their songs wrong. I remember Catherine came home and she had this tune. Miss Susie had a steamboat. The steamboat had a bell. Miss Susie told the steamboat to go straight to Hello Opera. So I'd screw that up. I'd go, Miss Susie had a rainbow. The rainbow had a crotch. No! That's not it! Yeah, it is. That's the one you sang, isn't it? No, it isn't. It's Miss Susie had a car. No, it's a steamboat! This is how I get off, you know. I'm just bugging them all day long, screwing their songs up. So when Spider-Man was really happening, when the kids were really small, Spider-Man does whatever a spider might. And they flip out on me. Audiences were so stuck on Spidey that following its record 114.8 million opening last weekend, the Arachnid Hero Flick netted 72 million more between Friday and Sunday. Said Bob Brown, who is at the theater in Connecticut with his family, I can't give enough money to the producers of this film, so we're back to see it a fifth time this weekend. Other families from Maine, Massachusetts, New York, and Florida all echoed Mr. Brown's sentiments. We just want to give Hollywood more money, they said, as they piled into the theater to watch the film for a record 15th time that weekend. Having seen so many movies where Hollywood stars and producers live in big houses and drive beautiful cars, people can't wait to pour even more money into their bank accounts by going back to see Spider-Man for the 168th viewing in 16 days. Smiley Stickum of Salt Lake City, Utah said, I haven't left the theater. I'm sitting in a bucket of my own filth, but I'd much rather do that than miss 1 second of this fine movie. Sitting in a pile of his own filth, Mr. Stickum also said, this and Clint Eastwood's Unforgiven are my two favorite movies. All right, don't forget our website, philhenryshow.com. That's philhenryshow.com. On that website, you can pick up a copy of Ted's of Beverly Hills bowling shirt. I say a copy. You can get the shirt. The Ted's of Beverly Hills bowling shirt is a beautiful shirt. It's polyester. It's rayon. It's blue and black, and it's cool looking. And it's got the Ted's of Beverly Hills insignia on the back and the Ted's of Beverly Hills insignia over the left breast. And it's the bowling shirt, which is happening for a lot of you guys, especially you fat guys. Now you got a shirt you don't have to tuck in. You got it. Get yourself a copy of that beautiful shirt. And now you fat slobs with that extra, extra large, you don't have to tuck it in. And it looks hip. The Ted's of Beverly Hills bowling shirt is available on our website. Just go to philhenryshow.com. And pick it up, man. And while you're there, get that backstage pass that'll give you all the audio archives, the Listen Live, the 30-day archive, everything that you would want with a backstage pass. Check out our wall of female listeners, too, and look at the only 15 women that listen to our show. It's all there on the Phil Henry Show website, philhenryshow.com. That's philhenryshow.com. All right, our number is 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. Josh, go ahead.
Hey, what's up?
How are you?
Good.
What do you want?
What's going on?
What do you want?
Nothing.
Well, then bug off and don't bother me, all right?
Oh, really?
Yeah. Good one, Josh. Anybody top that? I doubt it. 1-800-449-8686. Anybody possibly top that phone call? Although I doubt it. What are you doing? What's going on? See you later, Josh. Bet your friends really got off on that one. You know what? Don't take any more. No, don't take any more calls. They don't deserve it. There's not a one of them that deserves to be on the air today. Not a one of them. Not one of them has anything to say. Nothing. The only guy with anything to say in America today is me. Now, this is the only radio show in the history of this medium that is called a spade when it comes to talk show callers. You guys rarely have anything interesting to say, and today we just don't want to hear from you at all. Maybe next hour. Maybe, but I don't know. I decided to go ahead and give you a break, go to that first call of the day, and it was Josh with What's Going On. See you later, Ace. Better luck next time. All right, so have you heard the latest? Palestine has its own home state now. Yes, the Jewish people. And Ariel Sharon have said, you may now go ahead and have it. We're pulling out, and go ahead. It's all yours. We've been sending over flushing toilets, sending over, like, soap, sending over, towels, toilet paper. They ought to have that thing going within, I don't know, 60, 90 days. You can have it. It's yours. I just read where Ariel Sharon, the big war criminal, said, yeah, he supports a Palestinian state, and his own party doesn't. So now how do you figure that guy out, huh? Everybody said he was the big war criminal. He's the only guy in that party who says they ought to have their own state. Palestine. Dig it? And they all said, no, we don't want, we're not with that, man. Oh, by the way, hold the towels. They can use the ones on their heads. Sound like I'm angry? You bet. Not really. I don't care, man. I understand we have a terrorist threat due for July 4th, and if it's in prime time, man, if they can blow that, Three Mile Island nuclear reactor right off of its moorings in prime time, that's going to be one hell of a fireworks show. And I also read where 25 of these guys got smuggled in cargo containers. Wouldn't you just love to see one of those guys pulling something? 25 of these Al-Qaeda terrorists have been smuggled into the United States in, like, cargo containers through where? You got it, L.A., Los Angeles, Savannah, and also, of course, Miami. You can't leave Miami out. Anytime you want to talk about compromising American security, throw Miami in. Man, they got guys throwing a baggage around down there at the airport. They got guys coming out of the cargo containers. They got people hitting the beach. Boy, it's easy to get into that town. Little tough to get out of it, but easy to get in. Took me about 3 years to get out, but man, I got in there in like 6 months. No, it's a great place if you want to come into the country and blow up Three Mile Island. So they said 25 of these guys are in the country, and they're out there, and they're waiting to pull their next job. They're waiting to pull the next big one. They're enlisting the aid of truckers to find out whether any of them are transporting any hazardous chemicals. I mean, it's going to be a hell of a summer. And I told you guys, I thought that the whole thing, September 11th, 9/11, that in and of itself, that was the one job, and they weren't going to do anything anytime after that. But they got another one in them. They got another one in them, and it'll happen. I don't know when, and I don't know how, and I don't know where, but it will. It's nice to know, now this guy that they busted in Pakistan, he was the head of Al-Qaeda something or other. Do you suppose they're just beating this information out of him with rubber hoses? Because it's the FBI that's interrogating him. Now, he's not in America, he's over there. So exactly how are they getting the information out of him? Do they have to go by the whole can't use police torture thing? Or can they, because they're in Pakistan, do what the Pakistani police do? Let's hope they can do what the Pakistani police are doing. Of course, if you beat a guy hard enough with a rubber hose, he'll tell you anything. In fact, I think he now believes he's Spider-Man. 1-800-449-8686. As I speak, Rancho Santa Margarita, California is in flames right now. Because we haven't had any rain, I think, in about 3 years around here. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.